All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. There's a neat project taking place in the shop at Mercer County High School. It involves a 1968 Mustang, and we're speaking with Mercer County High School junior Jared Shalane. You're not old enough, are you, to work or appreciate a 1968 Mustang? My goodness, you weren't even born yet, right? So tell us a little bit about this project and how you're involved with it.
Project for last year's seniors and juniors, but COVID kind of pushed everything, you know, back. So now we get the chance to work on it, and it's been pretty good, but it's a year overdue car, so there's a lot of stuff we had to, like, figure out what to do with. They put the engine back in, so we just had to do a bunch of checks with it, and it's been sitting for a while, so there's a bunch of stuff wrong with it. It's kind of like starting on a brand new car now.
Yeah, and you know, just a little bit about how important it is to get the hands dirty and learn things like this. Because I'm assuming you've probably learned a whole bunch through the process of, you know, working on a 1968 Mustang and restoring it. So tell us a little bit about that and how valuable this experience has been to you.
Oh, it's super valuable. I've learned a lot of stuff working on cars, and that's probably my whole life is just working on cars. It's a lot different than today's cars because there's a lot of stuff like the engine, the exhaust manifolds that we had to put on. They're so different from today's because today's are pretty much like the factory does a lot of work to them, and it's just like... Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's all right, and that's, you know, a part of the process is explaining the different things you get to do. And I know the neat thing about this is, you know, high school kids eventually get to show this thing off at the hopefully there's an Aledo Antique Days in August, and I know you're going to be selling raffle tickets for it, I think, at the QCCA Expo car show January 22nd through the 24th. So it's something where, you know, there's a start to it and a finish to it. So getting, you know, to complete something like this, when it's all said and done, you know, whenever that is, you have to be pretty proud when you get a look at it and say, hey, man, I really was involved in doing something like this.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's just, when you drive it to the show and you stand there and people ask what's been done to it, and you can say that you and your friends worked on it and got that car running, and it just looks like a great car, and they give you the compliment. It just feels really good.
Yeah, so, I mean, in terms of what is the biggest thing you've learned, whether it's, you know, the engine or the bodywork or whatever, is there something that really stands out to you in this process? And I know there's still some work to be done, there's no question. Maybe there'll be something else that happens down the road. But so far, what has been the real, like, man, this is so cool that I got to do this?
Basically, the old-time engines. The Mustang out here, it's got a 302 in it, and that's not very common in cars nowadays. And it's just, the engine itself is really fun to work with. It's just so amazing because, like, the old cars have so much power with such a small engine, and I just enjoy working on it.
All right, so you get to go up January 22nd through the 24th and sell raffle tickets at the QCCA Expo car show. So how are you're going to serve as a salesman here for this thing. So how are you going to brag to the people about this 1968 Mustang?
Well, a bunch of people, you know, are older when they work on cars, but a bunch of high schoolers working on such an old car, I mean, it's a little bit of bragging because, you know, you're younger and they don't think you can do it, but then you prove to them that you can do it, and then you made such a nice car.
Speaking with Warren Maynard, a 1968 Mustang they got down in the ag shop at Mercer County High School. First up, Warren Maynard, tell us how cool it is working on a 1968 Mustang. What have you learned about this whole thing?
Well, I learned that they are pretty simple but complicated at the same time. And it just, I just think it's sweet to be working on these old cars, especially ones that are as nice as this one for being up here in the Rust Belt.
All right. You said simple and complicated. I can't imagine anything being simple about that. So what do you mean when you say there's something simple about that? And then I'll ask you what's complicated about it, too. So explain yourself.
All right. Well, with the newer cars, they have all this computers and that, and that. The 68 Mustang's got, I believe, it's carbureted, and then that's what's simple about it, is it's got pretty much hardly any computers, so it makes it easier to figure out problems and that. And then it's complicated because you gotta tune it just right, otherwise it'll running horrible.
And we don't want that. All right, so I was asking Jared Chalene, we interviewed him as well, and I said, you know, when you're selling raffle tickets for this thing, and you know, hopefully you'll be able to show it off at Alito Antique Days in August of this year, and you can brag about it a little bit at the QCCA Expo Car Show, January 22nd through the 24th. What are you going to tell people about this thing and why they should purchase a raffle ticket?
Well, I'm just going to tell them how nice of a car it is and what we've done to it, and say, like, it's probably one of the cleanest Mustangs I've ever seen.
So, you know, from your participation in working on this project, you know, what's been the biggest benefit, or maybe something that it's really taught you that you didn't know maybe going in, as it relates to, you know, auto mechanics or car care or body work or engine work or whatever? Is there really something that you've learned from this process that really stands out?
It's like most people probably think, it's like you just stick a part on and you bolt it down and you could only have a certain amount of tools to do it. Well, we fought the exhaust manifold to get it on, and trying to use a ratchet, you couldn't do it, so you had to use your hand wrenches to get it.
Warren Maynard and Jared Chalene, they're juniors at Mercer County High School, working on that 1968 Mustang, and raffle tickets being sold for that during the QCCA Expo Car Show, January 22nd through the 24th up in Rock Island. And, of course, the Mustang hopefully on display. And then that raffle will be during Alito Antique Days in August of 2021. Pretty neat project. Now, I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.